Back to Old Chicago here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock. Cal Friedman here. Thank you so much to head coach Patrick Hiltz of the volleyball program for joining in just now. If you're looking to come out to Old Chicago, Chiefs and Broncos, the two local NFL squads here in Garden City, have just gotten underway. The Broncos are moving the ball here on their opening possession, but we're going to transition things over to soccer. We have head coach Corey Bryan in. Coach, how's everything going tonight?
It's going. Thanks for having me over.
Yeah, of course. So, want to start with the women's team. Some tough losses yesterday against Dodge, but they had a really good result going into that against Seward County. Last time I talked to you, taking on Lamar, you beat them 4-2. Tell me, what have been the takeaways from the last couple of matches?
You know, the girls are just playing, man. They've accepted the challenge we kind of put in front of them. You know, we went through that rough spell in the middle of the season, and we just challenged them, and they've taken it very well. You know, they come out with a lot of energy, a lot of effort. They're attempting to do the things that we want them to do. And, you know, good or bad, they're attempting to do what we need them to do and want them to do. And for the most part, we're staying in games and we've been getting results. I mean, we're now 4 games unbeaten, you know, after coming off that little stretch that we had in the middle of the season. So it's a good time of year to be on a stretch like that if you're going to go on one. So.
You mentioned this team overcame some adversity last time you came on. Of course, they've had some suspensions, had some injuries. You're starting to get more of a complete bench coming back. How big has that been over these last couple of matches?
It's been huge, and we're still not completely healthy. I mean, Natalie Pratt went out against Seward and missed the second half against Seward and all of Dodge last night. She's a big part of what we do as well. So we're still not completely healthy. But to get some of the core back that we were missing there in the middle of the season, and it just seemed like, you know, if once we get one or two players back, another one or two players would go down, and but to have the majority of them back and playing is like you said, been huge. It's just when we can get our best players on the field together, we're a tough team to beat, or to at least take out early. So it's been something that I think was desperately needed, and it's something that I think the girls have liked.
Where have you seen this team really make a jump from the start of conference play to how you're playing right now?
I don't know if I would say that there's been a jump. I think, you know, the start of conference play, I think we played well, but right there at the very beginning was when, you know, some of the injuries started happening. I mean, we kicked off, you know, the start of conference play against Hutch, tied them. They were at the time 18th in the country, something like that. Turned around and played Cali, who was ranked in the top 20, had a 2-0 lead against them and just managed to give it up. You know, then we go play Seward. It's the next game. We that was the Fight Club incident, but still ended up winning the game. Then the next game we played Dodge and we draw, and then suspensions and injuries and all that started coming. So I don't think, you know, we really we're in a bad spot at the beginning and just kind of grew out of that bad spot. I just think we had some bad luck with some injuries and suspensions, and that just put us behind the eight ball. You know, we're not a very deep team. We don't have a lot of numbers on our team. So if we start losing players to injuries and suspensions, you know, it leaves us with two or three subs on the bench. And sometimes that's, you know, when you're playing in 90-degree weather, sometimes that doesn't work out too well. So I just think now we just came out of that lull. You know, I think we talked about it last time. We had, you know, that lull in the middle of season, you know, to compound the injuries and the suspensions with kind of that just exhaustion of being out there every day and going through the motion every day. You know, I just think we've came out on the other side and we're back to doing what we were doing at the beginning of the year.
One thing that I've noticed about not only the women's side but the men's side as well is some teams just have deeper benches.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice. I don't think there's a cap on it. Is it tough sometimes to come against those teams that have more?
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of – when teams sub, you know, not all the teams are going to sub a whole lot. You know, our rules are a little bit different than, you know, the professional side of things where we have unlimited subs and you can rotate in and out as much as you want to. So there's no restrictions on that, unlike on the professional side of things. And even on the Division I side of things, there's restrictions on subs. So the deeper benches, if you have the talent – deep in your bench, having those deeper benches and being able to rotate players to get fresh legs is huge. You know, and it makes a difference. You know, when with us not having as deep of a bench as what some of these other teams have, but ultimately, you know, I think our kids are fit enough and understand that that's just part of what we have to deal with, and I think they've done a good job at that.
start the month, your team really went goal crazy. Four goals at Lamar, four goals at Seward. Where did that come from?
Just going through what we kind of worked on in training. I mean, I told you when we played Lamar after Lamar that we started scoring goals in this fashion that we've been trying to score goals all year. And it just happened to all click that day. And then against Seward was a little bit different in how we scored our goals, but it still built kind of the same way that we wanted to build. So I think it's just them getting more comfortable in what we want from them and what their role is within the attack. I think that's where it really comes from, you know, and we kind of, once again, got everybody back together. So we didn't have players sitting in random spots and playing in random positions and trying to just adapt with the situation that we were dealing with in the middle of the year. So I think, you know, a combination of it all, just finally kind of figuring some things out and getting comfortable in the role that we want them to be in and what they want to do, and then getting everybody back. And so everybody's playing in more natural positions for themselves.
Another hat trick for Samantha Medina against Seward this last weekend. Yeah. What did you notice about how that she took her opportunities?
She was gritty, man. She wanted the ball. She came off, I don't know, midway through the second half, and she was biting at it, wanting to come back in and try to get her third goal. And no, she just put herself in good positions. Like, ultimately, for her, that's the biggest. It's not necessarily the fact that she's not going to get opportunities. It's making sure that those opportunities are in good positions. And then, you know, her having the concentration and the focus to finish. You know, she does a good job at getting herself chances. And she did that against Seward as well. Did a good job at getting herself chances and opportunities. And she managed to finish them. And I think that's kind of been her struggle a bit this year, was not necessarily the lack of opportunity, but the opportunity, you know, or not the lack of opportunity, but actually having the wherewithal and the confidence just to put the ball in the back of the net when you're in front of goal. And she was confident then. She had a big old smile on her face Thursday and Friday before, Monday and Tuesday before the Dodge game. So she was primed and ready to go.
I think that was one thing that we talked about with Samantha before. Last season, you know, she would miss a chance. She kind of want the ground to eat her up and not really want to come back in the game. This season, whenever you sub her off, she wants to come back in and she'll get that goal. And as you mentioned, that's what happened against Seward.
Yeah, it's just a confidence thing. I mean, last year she's a kid that wants to help the team in that way. Like, she understands that I'm a striker. My job is to score goals. And her thought is, if I'm not scoring goals, how am I really helping the team? Which is not true. There's other ways that she helps the team with us, but that's her mindset. That's her thought. So last year, you know, when she was struggling to score a little bit, then she went through some injury issues where she missed time. And then she really came back from that last year and just wasn't the same player. And she just lacked confidence. And this year she's came back with a completely new attitude, and it, from the very beginning, from day one, it's been that same attitude. Even when she went through her kind of that scoreless streak, she missed a couple games of suspensions, and she came back from that. She just struggled to find the back of the net, and, you know, she started again to score, and that confidence, you can see the smile come back, and you start to see the kind of that confidence come back in her. It's just, that's what it's all about for her. It's her having the confidence in herself to be able to score goals. We can tell her anything that we want to tell her, but if she doesn't believe it, then it's just gonna fall apart for her. And so far, she's believed, even when she went through those rough streaks, she believes that she could score goals and she can help the team in that way. And I think that's what helped get her through kind of that slump.
No, and that's fair. And there's plenty of other strikers in, you know, world football that will have kind of not necessarily the most goals, but they'll help the team out. I mean, you're a Liverpool fan. Roberto Firmino was never the best striker in the Premier League, but he always knew where to get in the right spots. Mm-hmm. And then Karim Benzema did that a lot for Real Madrid while Ronaldo was there. I want to talk a little bit about yesterday's game now. Okay. I thought one thing that stood out yesterday was the wing backs. Andrea obviously got the goal, but from when I've broadcasted, I thought that was Yasmin's best game that I have called. I'm not sure if it's the best game of the season, but how did you think those two played yesterday?
We got them in positions wide. I mean, that's kind of what we did against Lamar a lot. That's how we got goals and opportunities. We want to see the wingbacks kind of go at, you know, their outside backs a little bit more, especially when you're out isolated 1v1. And that's one thing we talked to Yasmin about at halftime, like, hey, you're getting yourself in good positions. You're getting the ball in good positions. What we need you to do is attack that player. Like, go at her and create opportunities for yourself and others, where she was kind of sometimes getting into the good position and then kind of pulling back and just playing a ball across the top of the box and fight. Like, go at her, attack her, create that chance, draw some defenders to you, and then you can get the ball away instead of just kind of sitting and letting her defend you at a slow pace. But, look, they did exactly what, you know, got us some goals at Lamar. They got in good positions the same way at Seward. It's about them getting forward and not sitting back defensively as much and getting in the attack offensively and creating numbers. And that's been a kind of something that we've talked about and as a group the last two or three weeks, is really pushing numbers forward and making sure if the ball goes forward, we're moving with the ball. We're not standing and watching, and we're not kind of reacting to things. We're anticipating what's going to happen so we can be in those positions. And our wingbacks have done an excellent job at that the last few games.
With Andrea, she gets her third goal of the season against Dodge. Obviously a Garden City talent. How important is it to be able to recruit, you know, talent from right here in your backyard and Garden that can step into the starting level?
I think Andrea has been a kid that has really been a workhorse for us. She was, if I'm being completely honest, I mean, I knew she was a good player, but I didn't expect her to come in and be a kid that we had to have on the field. She has turned into that type of player for us, to where she's just a hard-nosed kid, works hard. She's not the biggest, so she gets shoved off the ball a little bit at times. But she is one of the hardest working kids on the team. And so to have those type of kids, you know, locally that we can push into the lineup and want to play and want to help this program continue to build is huge, because it helps bring people in. It helps put people in the stands. You know, it helps, if we've got, you know, four or five, six local girls that people know the names of and are playing and are contributing to what we're doing, people are going to come watch because they know who they are. And then they get invested in the girls that are already here, or and the girls from England or wherever they're from. And now they can be invested into that because they've been introduced to it through the Garden City girls. So it's big. I mean, I like the fact that we have that here, and we have local talent and a local high school program that can help kind of feed into what we want to do.
You talk about that you weren't sure if Andrea was going to be somebody that had to be on the pitch at all times. Where was kind of that point where it's like, oh, she needs to be on the pitch?
Second or third day of practice. Like, you know, right in preseason, she was a kid that you saw almost right away that just her work rate and her effort and what she was willing to put into it. And, that kind of stemmed through our week and a half or 2 weeks of preseason. We played our exhibition game against Oklahoma Panhandle. And she stood out once again. And it seems like anytime we kind of take her off or replace her, it's not as productive on the wing. Now, are there players that are bigger or stronger or maybe faster? Maybe. But what she provides with her work rate and her energy level helps us tremendously.
Do you keep a good relationship with Coach Vital over at the high school?
I try. We probably should talk more and communicate more than what we do, but yeah, I definitely try.
Yeah, we just had him on the show, actually, earlier this week, because his team's doing really well. Mm-hmm. So I figured I kind of had to transition it with you. On the other side, with Yasmin, she's picked up a couple assists in the last couple of games. How do you think she's grown across her freshman year?
Her pace of play has picked up a lot. As a Brazilian, a lot of, you know, that culture in soccer is a lot of getting on the ball and your footwork and your technical ability going at people. And it's a lot more of that, where we've said, look, you know, if you can beat somebody, play a ball. Like, we don't need you to attack four or five players and try to get in positions. We don't need you to cut back and beat this player, then cut back the other way and beat another player. Like, we just need you to beat a player and serve a ball in. And so the pace of play is what's kind of was her biggest struggle at the beginning of the year. And it's continued to get better throughout the year. And she's starting, you know, to realize what her role needs to be for us as far as being in an advanced position up the field and how quickly she needs to play.
Obviously, yesterday was kind of like a draw that felt like a loss.
Yeah,
how
very much so.
Conceded on. What was the reaction of the team after that match?
Gutted. No one wants to give up a goal late in the game, let alone a penalty, especially with 12 seconds left to go in the game. I think that was a big one for us, because we knew going into the game we're tied, you know, in the standings with Dodge. And, you know, that winning that game not only puts us ahead of them, it gives us the tiebreaker over them as well here, you know, with four games left in the year. So it was a big opportunity for our girls to continue to climb up the standings and then give themselves a little breathing room there with Dodge City. And so to give up a goal in the manner that we did, the fashion that we did, was definitely heartbreaking. It felt like you said it just right. It felt like a loss. It didn't feel like, you know, we got a point out of the deal. It didn't feel like we walked out of there with something. It felt like a loss. And the girls took it that way. And we just had to kind of tell them, look, you know, this is on us. We're the ones that made the mistake. We allowed their best three players to connect two or three passes and get on the end of the ball with less than a minute left. And unfortunately, it resulted in what it did. But we walked away with a point. That's the biggest thing. We didn't lose ground on Dodge City. We're still even with them. And we gained another point in the standings, which is putting us in even a better position moving forward.
Transition over to the men's side now. Really tough pair of losses. Pair of one-goal losses, yeah, against Seward and Dodge. Talk about what's been missing in these last couple of games.
Goals. Goals. I mean, we're putting ourselves in good positions to score goals. We just aren't scoring them. You know, down in Liberal when we played Seward on the weekend, I think we had 19 shots or something like that. We scored one goal, and it was on our first shot in the third minute of the game. You know, we dominate the game possession-wise. We dominate the game as far as shots are concerned and opportunities are concerned. But when you can't put the ball in the back of the net, you're not going to get the results you want. It doesn't matter, you know, how much of the ball you have or how many opportunities you create. We've got to take advantage of those. And, you know, last night against Dodge was the same situation. I mean, we had a opportunity with, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes left. You know, ball gets served, you know, a diagonal ball gets played across to our wing back, and he beats a player, plays across to our forward. He's sitting dead center, you know, about the penalty spot and hits it wide. You know, we just, goals wide open. You've got to put the ball in the back of the net. You know, that would have put us up 1-0 late in the game. That probably changes how that game gets played a little bit. So, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, last night was probably the best game I've seen our boys play, just from the work rate and the heart and the desire that they put into it. They were gutted last night after the loss. You know, similar to how the girls were with the draw. I mean, it was a hard one to take on the chin for all of us, because I knew how hard they played and what they put into that game emotionally, and to lose the game on a mistake on our end. And it wasn't a bad mistake. It was just a mistake of a kid just trying to make a play, and it ended up not working out for him. And to lose a game in that way it was rough. But if we can take the positives from that, and if we can continue to build on what we did in that game, and we can take that into the Pratt tomorrow and, you know, Coffeyville next Wednesday and continue to grow off of that, that team's going to be tough to beat. Now, we still got to put balls in the back of the net to get the results we want. But the more we pressure the goalkeepers and the more opportunities we get, the more comfortable we're going to be in those situations. So hopefully that comes around here before the end of the year.
Yeah. I want to talk about some of the individuals from yesterday for the men's side. I hadn't seen Bruno play yet. It'd been Charlie's goal for the last couple of games, but I thought Bruno came in, made a really big kick save in the first half. Yeah. I thought he was really comfortable coming off his line. What'd you see in him yesterday?
Bruno's a good, he's a good goalkeeper, man. I think the difference between him and Charlie is, I think he's a little bit more confident when he comes and gets the ball. You know, coming out to get, you know, whether it's a 1v1 situation or coming off his line to get the ball, he's a little bit more confident in those situations. Now, Charlie's a much bigger body, so he can cover more space when he comes and does it. But you watch it every night, the ball, or every time the ball gets played into the box all night, you know, he's coming out to get it. He missed one of them. We kind of got away with one of those, but he's coming out to get it in 1v1 situations. Like I said, he made a big save in the first half. He made a save on the goal that got scored. He made the initial save on that 1v1, and we just couldn't hold on to the ball or clear the ball, and it kind of went away. So he's just really comfortable in those moments and those situations. He's extremely vocal, which we need. He's going to yell and communicate and do the things that we need him to do in order to direct everybody. So it's nice to finally have him kind of back in the rotation a little bit and getting some of the reps that he needs.
Also, one big change from yesterday, Solo played a lot more centrally.
Yeah, he played in the midfield
yesterday, whereas he normally plays out wide for you. How'd you feel like he handled the challenge?
Excellent. So he's a kid that you know, obviously we played as a wing back. That's his natural position. That's where he likes to play. In the spring last year, for whatever reason, I don't even remember why I did it, but we were playing one of the spring games and I played him in the midfield. I don't remember if he asked me to or if I just did it because I needed to move some people around. I honestly don't remember. But I remember him doing well in that role. And then he played for a UPSL team in Wichita over the summer. And they had him play in the midfield quite a bit. And so it was something that I had thought about over the last couple of weeks, but he's just so valuable out on the wing and in transition and getting in there. It's just never something I pulled the trigger on. And he came to me, was Monday or Tuesday. It was like, coach, like I can do this. Trust me. I want to go in. I really think I can help the team in that role. And I know you want me out here and I know that you value my role out here, but I really think I can help the team in the midfield. I said, okay, we'll try it. If you feel that strongly about it, you're a captain. This is the team that you're in charge of ultimately. And if you feel that strongly and think that it's gonna fix things, then let's go. Let's do it. Let's try it. Worst case scenario, we pull you back out and put you back where you were, right? And it seemed to work. His energy and his athleticism and his energy and his work rate. That's what you need in the midfield. You need those players that are gonna cover ground defensively and work like he works. And putting him into that role, he did extremely well. He'll play there again on Friday. He'll play there again tomorrow, and if it continues to go well, he'll play there again on Wednesday. So,
and that's what I actually want to end off on. Yeah. I thought last night, especially the atmosphere was awesome. Yeah. Broncos Stadium. Final home game of the season is next week on Wednesday against Coffeyville. For the fans that are listening that maybe haven't come out to a game yet, what should fans come out to see in this team in that last game?
Well, hopefully they come out to see a win, but you know, if you want to come out and see a team that's going to play with heart and desire and be aggressive and be physical, you know, I think we've got that team for you. I think the group of boys and girls, for that matter, but the group of boys are a group that they have the desire to win. And it, when we lose, and I know it's happened more often than they would like, or when we draw or whatever, you know, it really does hit them hard, and they take that hard, and so it's a team that has a lot of desire, and having some support out at the stadium for those boys, especially on their last home game, would be massive, and it would be much appreciated. So yes, if anybody wants to come out, we'd love to have you, and I think the boys would appreciate it.
All right, that is soccer coach Corey Bryant. Men's team travels to Pratt on Friday. Women's team takes on Butler on the road on Saturday. Both teams will be back at home, as we just mentioned, next Wednesday to close out their home season against Coffeyville. Coach, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we're going to have wide receivers and strength coach Von Van Dame here on the Garden City Coaches Show live from Old Chicago.